You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Monday on The Usual Suspects. What better way to get the week rolling than to hang out with me and Barry and monotone Nick Sciarra as we are all in the studio live and ready to go for you for the next 3 hours. Barry, what's up? Nick, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, Playboy.
What is going on?
Missed you the last 2 days.
I did.
Got mono and got AIDS and we were out.
I heard the rumors that you were spreading while I was gone, and I don't appreciate it, sir. There will be
no AIDS.
Revenge.
No AIDS.
No AIDS, no HIV, no herp.
Oh, good. No mono.
Nope.
Just a little strep throat.
Just a story manufactured by the old stand-up comic, Barry Laminack.
So you weren't out here messing with these dirty hoes.
I was not.
You just got sick.
I was trying, but I got rejected. That's why I know I don't have anything.
That's outstanding.
It was funny because up front, Esme was like, she didn't know about it. She's like, Nick, who you been kissing?
That's the first thing. Jose Partida. Oh, so you got over funny. That Ebola, Nick?
That's so great. Yeah, you can't get sick around here. You're going to catch heat.
Yeah.
You miss multiple days because you're sick. Everyone immediately puts you on AIDS and whatever awful venereal disease they can think of.
We had a segment about a year ago about good excuses to use for missing work.
Uh-huh.
Could not remember any one of them, and I was too sick. I'm like, whatever. I'm just telling the truth.
That's probably best in the end. We were just talking about that off air. The truth, you'll never get in trouble with the truth unless your wife asks you if she looks fat in this, and then you'll get in trouble with the truth.
Don't answer. Other if you ever get that, married, Nick, don't answer.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
Because I got drilled hard for one of the easiest questions I thought in the world, and I learned my lesson.
Uh-oh.
The hesitation will mess you up, too.
Do I look fat in these?
That, too. No, it wasn't even that.
Never mind! Like, immediately.
She posted a picture of, like, her and three of her friends. And she goes, did you see the picture I posted? I go, yeah, you could. Your smile looked like you were not happy to be there. And she's like, well, you could have told me that before I tweeted it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, never going to say another word again. I learned my lesson. I'm done. That's it. No more. Mm-mm.
So if you ain't telling her something nice.
Yep.
If you're honest with her and it's not flattering, she's not going
to
be happy, right?
There's a high road, and then there's that one that goes to the Jetsons crib up there in space. You take that one, and you take it as fast as you can.
That's outstanding.
You missed Friday. We got to meet Mom Laminack. Fantastic.
No.
Yeah, Mom.
Yes. Oh, she was on remote?
Mom's Duke showed up to the
dang.
Shenandoah Twin Peaks to see some boobs.
Nice. Yes. She was fantastic. I don't know where the connection came or disconnected with this guy, but she was great.
She's good people. I get it from my dad.
Yeah,
he's a dick.
She is great people.
Yeah, she brought out some friends, family friends, and yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
I was proud of AJ. He didn't make a single mom joke the whole time.
No, but he did make announcements, parting shots when you were leaving the restaurant.
I heard something about me being a stand-up comic, but that's all I heard.
He just kind of tried to roll on that because you were leaving. And,
yeah, I just heard... There goes Barry Laminack. He's a stand-up comic. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to wait around to hear the rest of this. I'm out.
You made the right move.
Did I? It was bad?
It's just typical.
Oh, well, you know. I mean, what are you going to do? He's AJ.
True.
It's never going to change.
So we go from Nick being out for 2 days. And then we go with this whirlwind of sports from Friday through
crazy
this morning. And I was just thinking about this. If we could give... One, if I asked each one of you guys, what was the most standout thing you will remember from the time we got off the air Friday until we came on the air just minutes ago, what would it be?
Does it have to be sports?
Well, I'm just saying to start off the show, I was thinking sports, okay. But fine. No, go ahead with whatever you got.
Because I'm kind of pissed that I had to do my taxes this weekend.
Oh, yeah? That's a long process for you with all of your as an independent contractor in two different gigs, right?
Yeah. I'm just not happy with this whole tax code and the stuff that they currently have. And some guy tried to give me grief online because I said basically Trump and Congress, not Democrats, not Republicans, but I'm talking about the president and everyone that voted for this current tax code, they can all suck it. And if you voted for them, you can suck it too. Okay, we'll just get that out now. If
you talk about Congress,
yeah,
if you talk about Congress,
if you voted for any of these folks, and remember how y'all got on me for not voting in this presidential election? Well, if you voted and that was your man, and I don't like this tax code. I'll just say that it sucks. They capped deductibles. Like you can only get like 10 grand on certain deductibles. Like my house and my property taxes, just my property taxes alone is $13,000.
Oh, good
Lord. And then the interest on my home. So it is more. But you know what? Like, let's just round it up. Let's just say that I paid $7,000 in interest and $13,000 in property taxes. I should get $20,000 in deductibles. Guess what they capped it at? 10. I lost half of my deductibles just on my home. Thanks, Trump. Remember, thanks Obama was a thing? Thanks, Trump. Really appreciate that.
And on that note, I found out, too.
If you voted for him, you can shove your MAGA hat up your butt. I'm so mad right now, and I'm lashing out, and I know it's not appropriate, and I don't care.
But that's the usual suspect.
I want my money. I want my money. That's all I want. I don't really care about Trump. Like, I don't hate him like Trump people hate Obama. And I don't, you know, I, like, I don't, that's not, I just, I hate this tax code. That's really what
I'm shocked at the 13K number. Is that normal?
State property taxes are expensive.
So even before this new code, it was about that number.
It depends on your
property taxes
too.
Don't change. And basically your property taxes are based on a lot of things. Yep. One is the assessed value of the home and the land. Two is like how much your school taxes are. And I don't have a mud district. We have septic. I don't even pay mud district taxes and it's 13. If I had a mud district, I'd be like 18.
You're literally four times more expensive than my house. You have a mansion. You must have a mansion.
I don't have a mansion. I
mean, it's literally four times more.
It's palatial Laminack Manor.
No, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
that is crazy. I just never thought it would go up that high. That's all.
They'll get up there. There's houses in
my
neighborhood.
And I have mud.
There's houses in my neighborhood that are two, three, four times bigger than mine.
Wow.
And like cost more than mine. Like there are homes in my neighborhood that are, you know, $1.5-2 million.
So is it the spring?
Barry's is 3.5.
No, mine's not even close to that.
He's got vacuuming things in the walls of every room.
That there's a house for sale right now as you leave my neighborhood that has a 7-car garage in it. Okay, I'm the broke dick house in the nice neighborhood. I'm the poor people in the nice neighborhood. I'm not. Trust me when I tell you there's like I consider the $13,000 that I pay. I'm lucky compared to what some of these people are paying. It's crazy.
Wow.
That's just crazy to me. I would have never expected it to be that high.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Remember what I told you guys? Hey, man, all our mileage and all the thing, you know, all the subscriptions to ESPN and everything that you get, you can write them off on your taxes? No, you can't.
Nope. You can write off mileage.
All the other stuff, my CPA came back because, like, Lisa, you know, wardrobe and makeup, if you're not Dominique Soxa, you got to pay for all that stuff. And it's a big deal. And he said, yeah, with these new tax laws, can't do that anymore.
No, like, yeah, we could. In the past, I had written off a lot of things based on the business of radio and comedy and the stuff that I do. Nope. A lot of that is out the window. So it sucks right now from a taxing perspective.
Nick?
It really does.
Besides being sick, anything stand out?
Nah, man, I was telling Barry before the show, I mean, this is like day number 5 of me not drinking because I've been on meds.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I feel so well rested. I really didn't do that much. I was a little obviously upset about the Cougs loss to Kentucky, but I thought they put up a good fight. And I was really just at home. I was just at home resting. So
that's good, man. You probably needed that.
Nothing crazy.
You needed it, but how long till you screw it all up?
I know. I was telling that to
way to be supportive.
Tomorrow. I told my friend tomorrow.
You slow down. I was the one that came to his defense.
Well, yeah, I expect myself to be drinking this week.
That has nothing to do with being mean. Like, I'm with you, dude. What did I tell you before the show? You got this.
Yeah, he did. He was like,
you got this.
Because he was concerned. He knew I would go back drinking by tomorrow.
Well, I did, too.
Yeah, and I don't
want
to.
That's why I asked, but I don't want you to either, if you don't want to.
Oh, I don't
be an enabler,
I just needed
Joel.
It. My body was just was thanking me. It was thanking me for the rest. Believe me, I needed it. It was much, much needed, for sure.
Okay.
So what about you, Joel? What did you do?
Just a lot of family stuff. Okay. It was pretty cool. I mean, just hanging out with the family, getting a lot of stuff done around the house and things like that. I mean, we watched, Lisa loves the NCAA tournament, so we watched games. You know, the thing that's funny to me is everybody kind of craps on the Rockets when they're down, and now they don't want to talk about them when they're up because there's so many different distractions and things going on. But when you look at it, and again, and you know, I was on this bandwagon last week again saying, stop talking about the Greek freak. But when Harden puts up another 50-point triple-double, I was like, if you need any other reinforcement that this dude is the MVP,
right,
then you're on crack.
Is that still a big topic of discussion?
Oh, man, is it?
Nationally, I think people are still... I think it becomes more of a topic locally because, you know...
Harden here.
Right. Houston, this was between Westbrook and the Greek freak, I don't think we would talk about it every week like we do here.
I agree with that. Because
this comes up a lot. Now, whether it's our fault for bringing it up is a whole different story. But
if it's a storyline, it's a storyline.
It's a storyline, and because of the fact that there's a lot of hate for Harden. But the other thing is, and you know who got into it with me, but someone back in Milwaukee that has a lot of stakes in the game was trying to verify why he shouldn't get it. And I'm like, I'm not having it. Because the biggest problem I have is this city seems to be more concerned about him winning the MVP than they do with the overall bigger picture, which is winning a title.
I thought it was always the team, though, that you always said.
You do say that a lot, but I'm not so sure that that's the case. I think that this team, this city has in the past settled for moral victories. But I think it's still important to the fans. I think they would love for Harden to get it, that it gives you some pride. But isn't there a certain bit of reality that says, look, they're probably not going to beat the Warriors and win a championship, so at least we can say we have the best player in the league?
I mean, look, from what you're saying, there's things that I will agree with. But what I will tell you is the difference between last year to this year is last year the expectation was they were equipped for bear. They were going to take down the Warriors. They were going to win it all. This year, remember, because we used to say, and the three of us would discuss, at what point is this season a success or a disappointment? And we were like, championship or get to the title, the finals or bust. I think people, because of the slow start, because of the way they had to overcome so many things, I think people are resting on the laurels of, hey, you can't call this season a failure. From where they came from to where they got to, it was a great year. I don't think they have the same expectations and lofty goals as they did a year ago. Not that they don't believe and want to see their team succeed. I just think it's different.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah. All right, so we can get into a lot of stuff today. Obviously, the Final Four is set. The NFL draft is coming up. The Astros, not so good in Tampa this weekend.
Yeah, week one.
People are already freaking out. You know how H-Town can be.
It's almost one of those things where I don't even want to talk about it. Because, you know, people are going to overreact.
Oh, they are.
Through four games of 162. Just like everybody's already got the Dodgers in the World Series, and the Astros are first pick in the draft, and what's his name? Yelich is going to be MVP again. I mean, like, everybody chill. It's opening week.
When you look around the landscape, the Yankees struggled with the Orioles.
Exactly.
The Mariners whooped up on the Red Sox.
It's not going to happen
series of the year. And trust just imagine if this was middle of July and they crapped the bed in a road series. Yeah. It happens. So plenty to get to. And if you want to join the show, as always, doors and phone lines open, 713-780-3776. Call that number. Text that number. And, of course, you can reach out on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. It's the usual suspects, which means it's ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the first hour of the show and just getting it underway. It's The Usual Suspects taking you all the way till 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Monday.
Before we get to sports, because I know you're itching to do that because of the weekend.
Scratching like a rash.
Did you hear about the news about Nipsey Hussle?
Yes.
How sad is that?
Well, and I put two and two together and kind of verified that he was very, very close with James Harden. James Harden was announced was out of practice today. He was excused for personal reasons.
Yeah, there was a picture
of
him that floated around recently.
You know, Nipsey was tight in the L.A. community, and Russell Westbrook also was putting out pictures. John Legend and Cube and a lot of people were putting out messages. But I kind of, when I saw the message about Harden, I was like, wait a minute. They said, you know, basically Kelly Eco even said after losing a close friend 24 hours ago. And so I just reached out and said, was he tight with Nipsey? And he said, extremely.
Yeah. Nipsey Hussle, rapper who was shot out in front of his store in L.A. in Crenshaw.
Yep.
And they believe it to be gang related. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a guy that confessed to it on Facebook.
Oh, I did not see that.
I mean, what kind of dumbass would, one, commit a murder? Two, in broad daylight. And then three, take to a Facebook live chat and confess it. And
you want to know who?
During the chat, he says, basically, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, but he basically, there's a guy talking. He's like, man, you know, Nipsey goes, yo, I just shot him. He said the N-word a lot, like excessive. But I was like, it's like every other word, man.
Did he fess up to it bragging or?
Yes.
Oh, so that was like,
yo, I just walked up on him and I asked what set he claimed, and he said what hood he was from, and I shot him. And he was like, yo, you're not just saying you shot him on here. He's like, no, I did. He goes, yo, nobody does that in broad daylight and then admits it on Facebook Live. He goes, what's the point? They already saw me. There were tons of witnesses. They know who I am. They're looking for me already, but I did it. Like, that's paraphrasing what this dude said on a Facebook Live chat. There's a video of it on TMZ's website of him saying that. Like, it's awful. Awful. Because, yeah, at one point, and I don't know a ton about Nipsey Hussle, but I do know at one point he was a Rolling 60, he was a Crip, and he was in a gang. But that's his past. When you look at what he's done now for that community, he has three businesses in the Crenshaw area. And a lot of times he'll hire homeless people or people with no job. He gave shoes to like students. He's redid the playgrounds at elementary schools in his neighborhood. This is the guy that you want in a neighborhood that's struggling, because a lot of times rappers like Nipsey Hussle leave the neighborhood and never look back. They don't help their community. Because they made it out and they're relieved to make it out, and good for them. That's fine. It's their money. They do what they want. But when you got guys, Ice Cube the same way. He still lives in the neighborhood. Dr. Dre, I think, kept his house for a long time in his neighborhood before moving. But these are the guys you want in the neighborhood. Even if he was with a former gang, it's just sad, man.
Well, like, and you mentioned a name that I was going to bring up, because, you know, he had come out in the past, like you said, and mentioned that he had an affiliation to a gang. But right away, the speculation was this was gang-related, which in most cases, if it's gang-related, the opposing gang wants the credit for it. They don't want anybody to, and that's why they're not going to run from it. I just am shocked that there's a Facebook Live about it.
There absolutely is.
But the fact that you mentioned that also hooks up with the link that I had put and what Cube had said since then, because Cube came back and said, first of all, he said, Nipsey Hussle always showed up with love and respect. I'm going to miss you, homie. But then got serious and said, let me spell it out for y'all who don't think I know what time it is. When you beef with somebody, you open up the door for everybody to do something to you. You dig? So squash all the beef. Because I think the people in that neighborhood and around that community know this wasn't just some average.
I mean, it's important for some of these hip-hop artists to kind of stay in the hood. I mean, that's kind of the reason how Jam Master Jay died. His studio was right there in the middle of the hood, and he wanted it there. Like, he wasn't trying to get out of it. So it's unfortunate. And Nipsey Hussle, that Grinding All My Life record, one of the things the Rockets like to do is get B-roll of James Harden dancing before the game, and that was like one of his favorite tracks to dance to. Like, every time that song played, you would see James Harden get in a better mood. He'd be dancing, he'd be bobbing his head. And so, unfortunate situation for Nipsey. Absolutely.
What sucks is that there was supposed to be a meeting with LAPD between Nipsey Hussle and LAPD, you know, top officials today. to discuss preventing gang violence.
Wow.
Of all things. And there was going to be this summit, and he was helping it because, look, he didn't hide from his past, but he's trying to make right by it, and he's trying to do the right things in his neighborhood and in his community in L.A., and he talked about that. He talked about living in L.A. and how difficult it is and how it's glorified, and you know, he wanted to change things, and they're still going to have the summit in his honor. But, man, just so tragic. This is the only part that, to me, that kind of, if you're a young kid and you're listening to this or you know young kids, this is how making decisions, even at a young age, can have consequences later in your life. Because once you're associated with that, once you're affiliated with that, that never goes away. Even if you, like Snoop Dogg was in it, but he still talks about it, but there's no way that he's doing gang stuff,
of course,
right?
Not.
But he's still affiliated, he's still associated, and he always will be. And it's just tragic, man. I mean, young kids don't know the consequences of their actions at the time. And some of these dudes really feel like they don't have a choice but to join because they have nothing else, which is what Nipsey Hussle talked about. But just sad.
I've really told you guys that guys in the league, you can't escape it. Like, there are guys in the league that if their team colors go against the gang that they're affiliated with, up until they have to wear the team pregame warm-up uniform or anything like that, they're not doing it. And they're wearing what the colors that they're true to. And a lot of guys went so far as to say, you know, if I was a Crip and blue was my color, and you got red tape in the locker room, either I bring my own or somebody better darn well get me some other tape because I'm not doing it. And that sticks with you. And these are guys making millions of dollars in the league now, but they don't forget where they came from. And the people that came from where they came from are going to make sure they don't forget. And the other thing that was really eerie about the whole thing was, and Bleacher Report found the shot, after Texas Tech won, the game was in Anaheim yesterday, he was there. And he was giving love to the Texas Tech players. They were giving love to him. And when you do the timeline with the two-hour difference, he was at that game till about 11:30, noon. It was like 11 o'clock start, so like 1 o'clock maybe he was done, 1:30. And he was murdered at about 3:23.
One of the best rap names ever, by the way. Nipsey Hussle is an outstanding rap name.
Of the new era.
Yeah.
When you consider all the new names with Lil This,
Lil Yachty,
yeah.
Lil Windex. But Steve Zaboroff, who is the L.A. Police Commissioner, had sent out a tweet. He said, we, the LAPD Chief Moore and I, were meeting at the request of Nipsey Hussle with him and Roc Nation tomorrow at 4 to talk about ways he could help stop gang violence and help us help kids. How tragic is that?
That's awful.
Just like he's trying to do the right things, and man, that's just sad.
We're old enough to remember Nipsey Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's why I say Nipsey Hussle.
Okay, you and I get Nipsey that. Hussle Nick might not know Nipsey Russell, but
yeah, Nipsey Hussle, yeah, great rap name.
Yep. All right, so we're gonna continue to roll on. If there's something you want to get off your mind that you've had on your chest, hey, just give us a shout. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I've been grinding all my life, yeah. All my life. Grinding all my life, sacrifice, hustle paid the price, want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the show, it is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. As we normally do, we kind of break the ice and get things kind of cooking around some real life stuff, and then we get into sports and eventually get rolling on a whole bunch of other things, but that's the way we do things on The Suspects. And so,
boy, this was not the year to pick the favorites in your bracket.
Man,
as I did,
I'm telling you what, Lisa had her bracket for work. Uh-huh. I was looking at ours with all the upsets, and AJ's gonna win it because AJ's got Virginia winning it and he's got Texas Tech getting there.
Really?
Yeah.
So as he's got Virginia versus Tech,
He got Texas Tech getting to the Final Four. I don't know if he has him winning that game.
He's such a cheater.
Dude, he knows his college basketball.
He's just cheating. There's some way he's...
I had Duke and Virginia getting there, and Lisa did too. I don't know how. But if Duke would have just won yesterday, I'd have been in a pretty good position.
Well, you're assuming Virginia's going to beat Auburn.
Okay. I also had Carolina playing Duke, so...
Yeah, I had Duke, Carolina. I had a 1-2. I had one all ones in the Final Four. I had all ones and twos.
But if you just think about this from a layman fan's perspective, what a great weekend for college basketball. I mean, this event is already great, right? And it's just the true what sports is all about without, even though there's so much corruption with the NCAA, it's just the spirit of competition and the kids going at it. When you think about that now, and you look at the stats, think about how every one of those games was close. Yeah. Think about two of them going to overtime. Thinking about the fact that it was decided the last seconds in so many different games. And even go back the week before when Duke had, Central Florida had two chances roll off the rim. You just couldn't ask for more suspense and drama than what you got in college basketball this weekend.
And I'm not a college basketball fan, as we know.
Yeah.
But watching these games, man, tournament time can be fun. It really can be. It's not the greatest basketball in the world, I'll be honest. It's not individually, it's not a good, watching some of these cats that you know, they'll never be in the NBA. They're not NBA quality. And I think that's part of the turnoff for me is there's so few NBA players on the floor or in the tournament for that matter. But to watch some of these kids in the hustle, like U of H and the hustle, just never giving up. It's been a lot of fun. And I'm not saying that I would start watching college basketball when it starts up next year, but I certainly wouldn't poo-poo on it like I have in the past and be like, well, I'm not going to like these. This is
such
fun,
a grind
man.
For to watch a full season of it.
Like it's like if you're not a big baseball fan, right? It's a grind to sit through a baseball season.
But when you think about it too, and you look at it from the perspective of no one saw Virginia winning that game. And all of a sudden, the ball bounced right. The guy made the right decision. He could have thrown up a half-court shot, made a pass, took a chance it would beat the clock, and suddenly they're in overtime. They end up winning. And then you look at the kid, which people don't even realize, that Carson Edwards is from here. He played basketball. I think it's Atascocita. But that kid in the past was one of those guys you were talking about, too small to play in the league. But now, because the game has changed and because he shoots it so darn well, that kid's a junior that may come out simply because with the hype that he can capitalize on from what he did in the tournament, too, he may get a look in the league, even though before when people would say 5'9", 5'10", probably too small. Boy, he just was on fire.
Now, part of the excitement is, like you mentioned, Barry, the basketball product is not up to par, partly because the fundamentals and the fact that they just don't have the skill set, the normal skills that you expect, would see in an NBA game.
Yeah.
You know, but what people are so excited for when they know that their team is not that good and every player on that team knows that they have to play like a team for real if they're going to go up against a bigger basketball program that perhaps has two or three future NBA players. That's what makes it exciting. Yeah. You see five guys, maybe one of them will make it to the NBA. The other four are barely 6 feet tall. Some of them are 5'10". And they beat up on this team that looks like they're about to make it to the NBA. That's the most exciting part. And that's why upsets are so. But you're so right. The product is different. They don't make free throws as much.
Yeah.
They make a lot more mistakes. Their passing is not up to par.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of reasons why that product. But when they play like a team, it's fun to watch.
It really is. And one of the cool things is there's always, you feel like when you watch NBA, there's not a lot of room for upsets. You're not going to be me predicting that the Warriors lose. This is about a 1% chance
of
that happening.
Playoffs or regular season?
Playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs for sure.
You feel like you kind of know who's going to. I mean, the East is a little more parity, but I mean, especially now with big threes and everything else and how one guy. But in basketball, I mean, when you look at Auburn, I don't know what's the bigger surprise. Is that Auburn is in it or that Duke is not? I'm having a hard time trying to
I think that Auburn's in it. Especially when you lose their best player. Okeke.
Yeah.
If Okeke goes out, who's their best player, you'd say, well, hey, great run. Mm-hmm. And you got farther than you ever gotten, but you ain't getting any further. And boom, they upset a team that they got blown out by 30 in one of the two losses to Kentucky this year.
And a lot of people, I mean, the fact that look at their road that they had to go through to get here. They beat Auburn. They beat North Carolina.
No, they are Auburn.
I mean, they beat Kentucky. They beat North Carolina.
And Kansas.
Like, that's a tough. You beat 1, 2, and 4 on your way to the Final Four. That doesn't happen a lot. So, good for them. And you did some of that losing your best player. Pretty badass. But at the same time, when you got who many thought was hands down the best team in college basketball, the best player on the court or on the planet in college basketball in Duke, and they narrowly escaped a couple times. This shouldn't be as big of a shock as it is. They barely got past UCF 77-76. They barely got past Virginia Tech 75-73. So for them to lose by a point to Michigan State isn't all that surprising if you paid attention.
Everybody said going into the tournament, the two things they're vulnerable at. They don't shoot the three ball well. Mm-hmm. They don't shoot free throws well. It all reared its head in this game.
But how do you not let Zion take over at the end of the game either?
You know why?
How do you not put the ball in his hands every time down the court and say, go win this the game. You're the best player in this tournament. Go win the game. The tournament.
You know why? Because there's a guy named R.J. Barrett who thinks he's as good as Zion. And I've watched it happen all season long, and it happened again. R.J. Barrett is tired of hearing about everybody giving all the hype to Zion, and Zion's going to be the one pick, and he's going to be the two or the three. And I saw it during the year, and it infuriated me. But the fact that in three touches with less than a minute to play, Zion never gets his hands on the ball, that is ridiculous. Yeah. Part of that's on Coach K. But R.J. Barrett, as good, as talented as he is with as much potential as he has, that's on him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to give it up. And then, remember when we said that he went in the press conference the week before and put it on Zion that he had a pretty good feeling he was going to miss.
Yep.
But then he gets the same opportunity to knock down free throws.
And he
tries to make the first one and misses, tried to miss the second one and made it. That's when you say, okay, kid, you got some growing to do too.
Yeah, some maturing to do.
And now people are saying, and it's going to be interesting to see if this plays out, but this whole Cam Reddish situation, when Coach K says he's shocked going into the Sweet 16 game, that right before game time, that Cam Reddish was not going to play. Coach K doesn't get shocked after all these years that kind of school and that kind of talent. But then the fact that he comes back and he really didn't do anything to make himself a factor. He didn't start, but he came in about 2 minutes in. But you thought, okay, he can. And then the commentators were like, oh, he's moving quite well for having jumper's knee. Something more to that whole deal.
That could be. By the way, got to give props to you.
For what?
For your bracket.
I haven't even looked at it.
Number one in the Gal Media staff bracket.
It ain't going to last because I only have Virginia left.
Well, you are number one with a total of 830 points.
Okay.
Alex Gold behind you at 820, who still has Michigan State left.
Michigan State, right.
Yep. Rapper Go to the League is at 820.
Is that Josh Rapp?
Probably. No, I don't know who it is. It's Gal Media staff. Only.
Oh, it's only
employees
staff?
Only. Yeah,
I thought listeners too.
Mm-mm. Okay. This is in our Gal, because this is the only bracket I'm in, is the Gal Media employee bracket. AJ is in seventh with Virginia left at 790 points.
He also has Tech in the
That's
final.
Pretty
That's
ironic.
What I'm saying. I think that AJ and so Alex ironic. Gold, one of those two will win it.
Yeah, it's so ironic that AJ has 790 points. It'd be great if he had 610 and then 719.
If he could somehow find a way to I heart you.
790. Yeah, but Alex has Michigan State and AJ has Virginia left. So everybody else pretty much in the 1 through 27. I'm in ninth, which, I mean, I shouldn't even be in ninth. I should be 27.
You got Virginia left too, right?
No, I don't have anybody.
But you said you took all the favorites.
My champion. Yeah, I have Virginia left. But AJ has Virginia as a champ. Alex has Michigan State as a champ. They're the only two with a champion still alive.
But they also have, at least in AJ's case, he also has another school that he'll get points for just for once it tips off in the Final Four.
Yeah.
He gets more points for them getting there.
Yeah, it says your total is 830, your max is 830.
That means I'm done.
Oh, really?
Because I have Virginia losing in this next game. So they got there and I'm done. I can't get any more points.
Okay, yeah, because Alex can get 1,300 and AJ can get 1,270.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to come down
Alex's
to those two.
Alex's to lose.
Yep, it's between those two.
Okay. Well, good job, though.
At least I can soak in it for this for today.
Yeah. Nick, how'd your bracket do?
I'm not participating.
You didn't get in the Gal Media bracket?
No, I'm not paying. Is it free or what?
It was free.
Yeah, because
stupid ass. It's free.
Here's the deal.
I'm not paying nothing to get in there and get free stuff.
What I'm trying to say is the last time I participated in anything regarding the work, I paid 20 bucks to not lose and got nothing.
And got no
So I'm
wings.
Not participating in any bracket or Gal Media challenge, and still I start getting rewards for stuff I pay for. So, no, I'm not participating.
All right. Well,
the rewards program.
That was my point before you started.
If you want rewards, then get Upside. Huh?
Well, there you go.
What? Who's a professional radio guy? Guys, check it out. Get Upside. If you're like Nick and you have to have something to validate you, how about cash back? That'll make you feel good. Get cash back in your wallet with Get Upside. It's completely free to download from the App Store. And I'm just being general here because it's whatever App Store you use. If it's iTunes or Google Play, it's out there. Download it to your phone. Start using Get Upside and get cash back. And make sure you put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because I want you to maximize the cash back that you get. Here's why. Let's say you go to the gas station, you're going to fill up. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back regularly when you use the Get Upside app. Up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city. But when you put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, you're going to get extra savings on top of the initial savings that you already get through Get Upside. My wife got 30 cents a gallon back when her first fill up with my promo code Barry. So make sure you plug that in when you download Get Upside. You can get up to 35% cash back at restaurants all over the city. This is so easy to use. I don't understand why anyone is not doing this. Honestly, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't cost you anything. You're already getting a receipt. You're already paying with your debit card. Literally, the only extra step you have to do is figure out what you want to get your cash back at and take a picture of your receipt. Why are you leaving money at the pump? Why are you leaving money at the table? Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Plenty of time to go if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Lots of you participating through social media, texting and tweeting as we continue to roll through the first 60 minutes.
Yeah,
of the show.
Cheryl in Beaumont, she said, "Hey, Barry, I was actually just fueling up, got back in the car to take a picture of my receipt for Get Upside, and you were in the middle of your read for Get Upside. Imagine that." So good, Cheryl, you're one of the smart ones that are using it. Don't be a dummy and not use it. That's all I'm saying.
If you have a chance to make free money, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's pretty much simple.
Steven Usick said, "My 11-month-old is leading my 50-person family friend bracket pool. Not sure I want him to get used to his team's always winning like a kid from Boston."
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
Where it's frustrating, where a kid goes based on mascots and uniform colors and they
loved,
win?
I loved Raheel. Did you see Raheel's video? On, I don't know if it's on his Twitter or his Instagram, but he does this every year now with his daughter.
It's on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, he'll sit down and she picks. Like, he reads the teams and he goes through an entire bracket with her and she just picks. That's so cool, though. Yeah. Like that, I watched something like that, and I'm like, man, that would be cool to do that with a son or daughter. And then I hope later he will tweet pictures of the money he sends for colleges, and then I'll be like, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Well, because Taylor's the same way. She'll walk in, "Daddy, are you watching basketball?" And then she starts picking up on it, going, "Look, they're running with the ball." And so I kind of like it, and then I'm like, well,
get out of here. I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, we'll see if. No, I don't mind that. We'll see if she takes up basketball or other sports, or if she's even into sports. I don't know.
She takes up softball, then you know.
Yeah, her dad. I mean, her grandfather.
You know, you don't have to worry about any boys at the house.
Lisa and her dad are all like, "Hey, wouldn't it be great if Taylor played softball?" I go, "Aside from Jenny Finch and Jess Mendoza, tell me how that'd be great." I mean, I don't want her to load up and be a cleanup hitter, because then I'm going to be like, oh, boy, there's going to be plenty to clean up outside of that. Jeez.
No guys at the house, but you got to be vigilant on slumber parties.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't want
to. Hey, what's going on in here? Everybody's separate rooms.
We were walking. We went to the mall yesterday, and we were walking, and Lisa's like, "Babe, I'm glad I married you for so many reasons, but some more than others." And I go, "Really? Like what?" And she goes, "Like, if Taylor dates an idiot, there's no way you're allowing that to happen. And I go, you know what? You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'll probably have something to say about it.
Of course.
And I won't keep it in my back pocket. I'll spray it out there pretty quickly.
Look, son, you're too stupid to date my daughter. Get out of here. That would be you, huh? Be like, you're just too much of a dumbass for my tailor. You're going to have to go.
Kid, you don't do well in school, and your idea of a career is going to be a bagger at a grocery chain for a lifetime. That's not what we're all about here.
Oh, that happened to me, though. I remember with my ex-wife, I remember hearing her mom on the phone with her saying, calling me a loser.
Ooh.
I was a DJ at a nightclub at the time. That was my job. Like, that's all I did was DJ. But my mom owned the club. But she was like, he's a loser, and he's nothing but he's a DJ. That's all he's ever going to be is a DJ. And so that stuck with me. So when we divorced, that's when I got into IT. And at the peak of IT, well, the 1 year I was a contractor.
You were rolling.
Yeah. So, that's why I have the house I have.
She's
because
right.
I saved my
you're
money.
Still a DJ now.
That's true.
Because that's what they used to call us.
And I'm probably a loser. So, there you go. She nailed it.
Yeah, I was going to think, you know what? And I thought about it and I caught myself.
But you never know.
Because after Lisa said that, I was like, well, you know, Barry says Taylor's going to be on crack and a lot of other things. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because in case you guys meet, I'm not going to set that one up on a team.
Immediately punched me in the face. What was that for?
Yeah.
You don't talk about my baby. That was 2 years ago, Lisa. Like, that was a joke.
God, believe me from experience again, that mind is a steel trap with no expiration
date. She's a wife,
date.
Dude. They don't forget.
Yeah, there is no expiration date on comments. I found that out in a hurry.
Not happening.
So that was the fun of walking through the mall and experiencing that. And I'm like, because Lisa's one of those people that already is like, you know what, babe, before we know it, she's going to be graduating high school. You're going to be walking down there. I go, slow down. She hasn't even got to kindergarten yet. You already got her graduated and married.
She can't even add or subtract. Yeah. Well, neither can Nick. But still, like, there's other things.
And she may beat Nick to it in a lot of ways. She's pretty good with numbers.
If he doesn't hurry up and memorize his times tables, Taylor's going to pass him.
That's why I'm not playing that game with you no more. No more than times tables on the air.
No?
I'm not playing that game.
Are you because you doubt your skills?
I don't think I've gotten a single one wrong.
Seven.
63. I haven't gotten a single one
and
wrong.
And that was quick, too. But I think it's also because every single time you go to 9 times 3.
Yeah, it's the only one I give him because it's the only one
that's
he knows.
That's some BS. You just changed it up.
No, I've never changed it up.
You've done like 386 times 27 before.
Times it's always 9 times 7,
is
bro.
It really?
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Wonder I'm so good at this.
You got it wrong.
No wonder I'm so smart at the maths. Yeah, because it's every time I ask you the same
one. You've done 6 times 4 at least once.
No.
Once.
That was in the context of something else, not just the random.
Yeah, I think that was when we were talking about some scenario in sports.
I'm going to get you, though. I'll switch it up, and then we'll see how you do.
Not participating. I already told you. I'm not participating. Not doing it.
I do want to say, by the way, I was fearful going into today that because we have so many participatory suspects and
right.
because you guys are ass clowns from time to time, I really expected.
What?
I feared going into work today because I thought someone was going to try and be really extra cute and pranksterish with an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I forgot about that until I pulled up.
I didn't forget
pulled up
about
or pulled
it.
Out?
I didn't forget about it, but I was like, man, I don't. Most of the time, you've got to be really good with it.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be really, you know, like, I don't know. It's got to be smooth. 99% of the time, you can figure out the stuff's an April Fool's prank immediately. So I don't usually do stuff like that.
Tom Brady got him today, though.
Now, if I did it, oh.
Yeah.
See, now I would go home, like, I'll be the first one home today, and I'll, like, text my wife and be like, the cat died.
No, you will not.
No, you will not.
No,
you're not
that is not
do that.
One you play around
then
with.
Then you really will get
and
divorced.
And then she would go home crying and see the cat. I'd be like, April Fools. And then I'll never have sex again. So I'm not
you
doing
may not
it.
Even be sleeping in the
but,
house.
But that's the kind of thing you have to do. You can't just be like, Nick, your fly's down. April Fools. Like that. No, that's lame. But you got to, if you're going to do it, go big so that they, like, no one would ever think that you would tell them their cat died. Like, no, that would be, that's the meanest thing you could do. That's why it makes a great April Fool's prank. I wouldn't do it because I like my marriage. I'm just saying that's the kind of stuff you have to do.
Because like
go
Tom
big.
Brady was never on Twitter. He created a Twitter account and then announced his retirement. And people lost their bleeping mind in New England.
So good.
So that was like you're talking about. That's short, sweet, and you can believe
that's
it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Because so many people were probably like, oh my God. Yeah, that's outstanding.
Like a friend of mine that I went to high school with is a teacher in East Lansing, Michigan State.
Yeah.
And came into the classroom today and said, kids, I got bad news. They just released it on the air. One of Michigan State's players was ineligible, so therefore they're going to have to forfeit, and Duke's going to be in the Final Four. And the kids started crying, and kids told their parents, and one of the classroom mothers was, like, losing her mind. She's like, yeah, that didn't last long. I had to kibosh that one, or I was going to get in a lot of trouble. So
that's funny. Somebody said, Barry, do I just use cash for Get Upside, or do I have to use a credit card? You have to use a debit or credit card. That's the only thing. That's the only catch, is you have to use a debit or credit card with Get Upside. But, most people are using that anyways. So yeah. At the pump or when you're eating out at Wendy's or whatever. So, yeah, just use a debit or credit card. Take a picture of your receipt. Upload it. Good to go.
People really still pay with cash a lot?
I guess. Huh?
It's always between Lisa and I. You got any cash on you? Because it's normally you just do your debit card or credit card.
Yeah, I'm with you. You brought up April Fools, and I'm glad because I was thinking about something today. We'll do it on the other side, but it would be funny if someone, like, if your boss played pranks on you. I'll explain on the other side. I don't want to give AJ ammunition, but
please don't.
We'll do that.
We still have enough time. All right, we've got plenty of still to get to in hour number two, so don't go anywhere, including that you have to look forward to with Barry. Hour number two is right around the corner, so don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.